Thank you so much for not touching that dial. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. We are talking all things money matters today, gambling and why South Africans seem to be gambling more and more. And of course, we do it with financial educator Phindile Msiza. Phindile, welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, Kachang, and good morning to the Rise FM listeners.
Thank you so much for coming back onto the show. We're talking about something I think very difficult, I would say, you know, just when you realize that so many people are spending so much money on gambling. And I think the first question then becomes, why are they risking, you know, their money on gambling?
Yeah. Look, I like what you just said, that they are risking, because we need to remember that gambling, it is a risk, right? You either you win or you lose. However, according to the survey which was conducted by those betting platforms, it shows that almost half of the gamblers, they are doing that because they are trying to meet their rising costs, and that is food, that is expenses, transport, rent, etc. So we see that most families do that because they're trying to add on to what they are already earning. And it shows that 70% they are doing that to supplement their income instead of them doing it as an entertainment. And the 27% they say that they always do that because of entertainment. And that's when they, if you are fortunate enough, you can make a lot of money and maybe start saving from what you have won from gambling. Kachang, it is a bad picture as South Africans, you know, to have such statistics. You know, it's a big number.
Yeah.
And it shows that most South Africans use their money in gambling, right? And it also shows that there's still a lack of financial literacy, right? There's still a lack of financial knowledge. You know, as a country, we don't really have those platforms where people are being taught how to save, how to spend their money, how to supplement even those incomes. Instead, we think that maybe gambling is a quicker way or an easy way for you to make money, to make extra money. So why, one might even ask, why has gambling become so easy, right? Or what motivates a lot of people to start gambling? And it has been shown that it's because everyone is online, right? Gone are those days where you'd have to catch a taxi and go to the casino and gamble there, or maybe bet, you know, maybe somewhere in town. So everything is now right in your hand. So if you've got time, you can easily access one of those gambling apps. And it also shows that that can also possess a greater risk, right? Because we do everything online. We give our card numbers, we give our ID numbers, you know, so we do everything on our cell phones. And also, it's just a click away. You know, it's been said that it's just a click away. Uzumuntu asked, yes, namhlanje, I lost 8,000 rand. And you'd wonder, but how? You know, in just 5 minutes, someone can easily lose 8,000 rand or even more. And that can also lead to one being addictive, because you must remember, gambling can be very addictive, right? And I think our listeners should also know that for everything, there is a disadvantage and an advantage. And in this case, I think I wanted to also maybe look at our disadvantages of gambling, and that can be financial loss. People tend to lose a lot. You can even lose your property. You can lose all your assets through gambling, because you want to play more, you want to win more, and every time you lose, you think you can try again so that you can win some more. And also, it can be addictive, like I just said. Gambling is addictive. You can start with 50 rand and end up losing 10,000 rand in a short space of time, you know, because of the addiction. You want to go back for more. Who literally sleeps at the casino, you know, because it has become their life, their lifestyle. It has become so addictive, right? And you can also be depressed or have anxieties because of imani. Remember, money is a very sensitive thing, you know, and I always say money can kill you. And I mean literally kill you.
Yeah.
Now, you are sleeping in that casino, you are gambling, you are losing all your assets, you are losing even your relationships, you are losing your marriage, you're losing your loved ones because of money. And definitely, you will be depressed, you will have mood swings, you will have anxieties. In fact, you can even end up being suicidal because you will think that aksizi, anginamali, nothing's happening, I'm winning, you lose the little. One can even end up being suicidal, and mental health issues will also come in. And not only that, you will start borrowing money from people because addiction. But let's go back a little bit now. We do that. Most of South Africans do that because there is a lack, you know, of knowledge. There's a lack of financial literacy, financial education, and there's also that way of justifying candidates, I want to supplement my salary. But when we get such statistics, that's when now it becomes, we need to really open our eyes. Are we really spending so much money? I mean, we are talking billions here on gambling. Are we really spending so much money as South Africans, you know, through gambling? And our economy, how does that play a role? You know, it has also been shown that South Africans consume a lot instead of saving. So we still need to be educated. We still need financial literacy. We still need to be taught on how to make extra income, you know, sources of income, how to supplement our salaries instead of us running to those gambling houses and lose everything that we've worked so hard for.
Pindile, if people are supplementing, you know, using gambling for their salaries, then people are not saving enough money for your emergency funds for a rainy day, and you can never not save. You know, you have to save because an emergency will come up one day. So how do we develop the culture of a side hustle? How do we develop that culture where people, you know, this is something that is engraved in them, where they know you can have a side hustle instead of going to a loan shark because you're gambling so much. Or instead of going gambling, why don't you start something? It might be difficult at first. I mean, nothing is easy in the beginning, but it will get easier.
Yeah. Look, I think it all starts with our mindset, Stutla. Right? We need to start really working on shifting our mindset. Like I just mentioned, which is South Africans consume a lot. We spend so much money. However, we need to get into the culture of saying, how do we then make more money? Because we can see the economy is bad, you know, it's not looking good, things are not really changing. And if they are, they are slowly changing. So how do I then, with the 5,000 rand that I'm earning, make an extra 2,000 rand? What is my mindset? What can I do? What else can I do to make extra income instead of me going to spend even the 5,000 rand that I'm earning? What are you good at? What is your passion? What do you have skills? I believe we all have skills. They can clean up, they can do nails. These days, nail business is booming, you know. Everyone wants to do their nails. Everyone wants to do their lashes. What is it that you are capable of that can bring you that extra income? If you can bake, you can buy ingredients and bake and sell. You know, there's so much that one can do to supplement their income instead of us falling into those gambling traps. Because at the end of the day, Gule 1000, you stand to lose everything that you are working hard for. So it's all about the attitude and mindset that one needs to develop and say, I need to do something to supplement on top of what I'm already in.
Absolutely. Pindile, thank you so much for coming to the show. Do we have a quote of the day?
The quote of the day, I think for this month, I'll just say, it is never too late to make a financial U-turn. It is never too late to make that U-turn and decide, which I want my money to work for me and not vice versa.
Absolutely. Love that. Thank you so much for coming on to the show. Next week again, same time, same place.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me. Have a great one.
As a responsible broadcast citizen, Ross FM is committed to programming that is entertaining and uplifting, news that is accurate, and comment that is fair. We avoid anything that could be harmful to children, amount to hate speech, or contain gratuitous violence or explicit sex. To underline this commitment, We are signatories to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa's Code of Conduct. If you believe we are not adhering to that code, you can inform the BCCSA. Simply visit bccsa.co.za for more information about how to lodge your complaint. Raza FM, Mpumalanga, Azishe.
Reading some of your comments on whether you have a side hustle besides your 9-to-5 and does it assist you to save. We've got Unhlanhla Jay who says he cuts grass like that. Thank you so much for that comment. We've got Rainmaker Mnisi. Ooh, Rainmaker. He must be the one that has been making it rain like Mzansi. Eh? Love that name. He is a DSTV installer. Guys, I'm loving all of this. If you want to live a better life, a side hustle is the way to go. If you have a 9-to-5, that's great for you. But get a side hustle on the side, something that will give you that extra boost, you know, where you can save some money because you might not be able to save with your 9-to-5. But with your side hustle, you can. It's Raza FM. I got for no loo, who's a funny friend guy?